I'm joined by Jack Schenker in Cairo. Jack, sitting from here, it's very difficult to work out whether it's a celebration or a protest. What is it? What's the atmosphere like?
Well, where I am, it's most certainly a protest. That's the question that's been on the lips of most Egyptians today. The Supreme Council of the Armed Forces obviously trying to hold a range of official celebrations, everything from a specially commissioned operette to a military parade and fireworks. And there are certain people who are attending those events, and there are also others like the Muslim Brotherhood and the Salafist political forces that have gone down to Tahrir, not, they say, to celebrate, but not to protest either, just to mark this anniversary. But elsewhere, outside of Tahrir, from every corner of the city, including Giza, where I'm walking at the moment, there are tens of thousands, possibly cumulatively hundreds of thousands of people who feel very, very differently. For them, this isn't about celebration. This isn't about sitting back and congratulating themselves. This is about fighting to complete the revolution and bring down the military government, which replaced Mubarak back in February 2011. So a very angry mood here, but a very confident one as well.
We've had the release of prisoners this morning. Yesterday there was this partial lifting of the emergency law, and of course the parliament opened on Monday. Is that sort of taking any of the sting out of the anger?
If anything, it's the contrary, because every time protesters have taken to the streets in the last 12 months, they've managed to extract concessions from the Supreme Council of Armed Forces. And I think that the fact that the Parliament opened on Monday and that the emergency law was at least partially lifted has just emboldened people to fight on and to reject any form of military government, any form of constitution written under military rule. In the Parliament was originally scheduled to be elected at a far later date, and the various other concessions that the protesters have extracted from the regime would not have happened if people weren't on the streets. So the fact that Antawi, the field marshal who's Egypt's de facto president at the moment, has been forced into making these concessions to try and dampen the energy of the protest movement, if anything, seems to have brought even more people out on the streets. Many people here saying they've never seen these numbers, even on January 28th last year, which is popularly believed to have been the high point of people on the street protesting against the regime. This feels even bigger today. Where I'm standing right now on a flyover in the neighbourhood of Gotti, I'm looking back on a huge stretch of road and it's completely packed on all sides by people, especially back as far as I can see. So it is an incredibly strong turnout, and it doesn't bode well for the military government.
Is there an expectation that it's going to turn violent later on?
It's really hard to say. In previous occasions where certain things have kicked off and there's been flashpoints which have turned violent, they were largely unexpected. November 18th, there was a major rally with about 100,000 people coming to Tahrir. People were expecting violence that day. It didn't happen. And then the next morning, when there were only a couple of hundred protesters left, there was a fight between security forces and some of those demonstrators. And then, you know, before you knew it, a whole new uprising had begun. And we had 9 days of intense street fighting, which transformed Cairo into a war zone and left many dead and injured. So it's very difficult to say. Security forces have deliberately not deployed in Tahrir today. They've stayed clear of there. Where they are guarding very heavily is Maspero, the state television building, and some protesters, especially after dark, are expected to move towards there. If they made any attempt to storm the building, there would certainly be clashes. Otherwise, it's impossible to say. But I'd say that many people have been telling me on this crowd, and you can hear them in the background chanting, Horea, freedom, that once they get to Tahrir, they will remain in Tahrir, they'll hold a sit-in, and they won't be leaving until this military government, never mind the parliament, never mind the so-called transition timetable, they won't leave until this military government falls.
Okay, Jack, keep us posted. Thanks a lot.
Great, thanks, Matt.